Item 4, from the Office of the Sheriff, providing an update on Airport Patrol and Park Patrol targeted enforcement unit activities. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Oh, Inspector Bailey.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Inspector Edward Bailey appearing on behalf of the Sheriff's Office and joined at table by Mr. Lethlean again on this item. Mr. Chairman, the quarterly reports regarding airport and TEU operations were required in 2013 as a condition of our budget. The committee has requested that we continue in 2014, and of course the Sheriff's Office is happy to do so and looks forward to joining this committee on a quarterly basis. As we have previously, we've combined the report into one document covering both airport operations and TEU, and I'd like to cover them one by one and then maybe take questions on one and then move on to the other, if that's all right.
That's fine.
Thank you, sir. In regards to airport operations, supervisors would note a small staffing reduction. I mention it just because as you look throughout the year at the operational data we're providing, you should at least be aware of it. It's not that I or the sheriff, and I appear, of course, on his behalf, have an issue with it. Historically, in 2014 and years before, in terms of the people actually performing the work, what we sometimes call boots on the ground, we've been staffed at 50 deputy sheriffs plus a four-officer bomb-sniffing canine contingent, giving us 54 people performing the work. In 2013 and moving forward, we're at a reduction down to 43 in terms of the deputy sheriffs. The canine complement is unchanged, and supervisory positions are largely unchanged. So that is just a small reduction. And, of course, I know the committee is aware that those positions are primarily paid for through the airport and are tax levy neutral. We are current on all of our positions. The positions at the airport are filled. The biggest thing in terms of personnel that the committee would see, because I know the committee gets a chance to know some of the divisional commanders on these on our agency, we have had the retirement after 26 years of service of a captain named Sylvia Rodriguez. Sylvia Rodriguez retired at the end of last year. She had been our divisional commander. That command has now moved over to Captain Nancy Evans, who continues to work. We've maintained that airport division within our police services bureau, and she's working for a very experienced bureau commander, Deputy Inspector Toby Weberg, who I know the committee is familiar with. So he ultimately has oversight of that airport operation. In terms of performance, the biggest issue we've had in the spring out there is that we've had no additional incidents of auto break-ins. Committee members who served on the committee last year know that we had several incidents of both vehicular damage and break-in to rob of vehicles. We had two multi-vehicle incidents in early spring and summer of 2013 with a total of 9 vehicles damaged. And the sheriff, of course, and I know the committee members know that that's intolerable to a traveler to go on a trip and arrive back at the airport to find smashed glass and their vehicle window broken in. And I will say that we've had no incidents yet year to date of that type of behavior, so we're happy to report that. I provided a few case updates on cases that we discussed last year. The most notable, and I think the committee might want to take a look at it, is we were investigating a $20,000 theft out at the airport of an airport service provider, Host Services, Marriott Host. The subject, we referred that over to our detective bureau who worked up a target. The subject had then fled the jurisdiction, actually fled the United States and traveled to Istanbul. And we worked with both the Marshal Service and with U.S. Customs Enforcement to keep an eye out for that traveler. Became aware that he came back into the U.S. jurisdiction and was down in Chicago. And we have a deputy sheriff assigned to the Marshal's Fugitive Task Force who worked with the Chicago Marshal's Fugitive Task Force, and they were able to nab him up last month. And he's currently sitting in the Cook County Jail awaiting extradition back to our jurisdiction to face that theft. In terms of the statistics we provided, I suppose the most notable stat is we've had a sizable increase in arrests and citations for weapons at the airport year to date. And I think it's reasonable that upon hearing that, people might wonder if that has to do with the fact that we've now have expanded CCW rights here in Wisconsin and we're seeing more pistols out at the airport, and you'll note, because I gave you the actual types of weapons, that we're not discussing firearms in that statistic. We're actually looking at different types of prohibited knives, and very interestingly, as we talked about at agenda setting, brass knuckles, which I thought were a thing of the past, and here we have several instances of people carrying those. You'll also note some car thefts out there. I want to just reassure the committee that those aren't car thefts of travelers. Those are actually rental vehicles that switch over from a civil to a criminal issue when not returned, and eventually can turn into issues of theft by contract, and our agency is privileged to handle those, and we refer those to our detective bureau. I suppose that's all on the airport operations. Of course, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to take questions.
Questions from committee on the airport? Nothing on the airport.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Moving on to the targeted enforcement unit. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Moving on to the targeted enforcement unit, of course, we had a tough budgetary process in regards to this unit's operations over the last two processes, and the sheriff again would like to mention how much he appreciates the board's willingness to allow us the privilege of continuing our policing efforts in the parks. We are fully staffed at the level that the budget has dictated of 17 officers and a supervisor. In the report, I've given you the officers' names and phone numbers. I know that the committee will anticipate seeing a packet that we put together that we hand out to the citizens in and around the parks that shows the actual parks patrolling zones and the officers assigned to each patrolling zone with that officer's name and cell numbers. We'll be creating that in early April, and I'll get it to the committee's attention at my next update. But I do provide the names and the phone numbers of the officers assigned. We plan to have those officers at that staffing, 17, to remain primarily, more than primarily, unless there's an exceptional need, on the inland parks. The lakefront policing will be a separate effort. We don't want to draw down on that 17 to the lakefront, because the lakefront will eat those assets up and the inland parks won't get the attention. So in talking this case over with Deputy Inspector Weberg, he intends to use all those on the inland, and we'll run the lakefront as a separate operation this year. Of course, with the cold weather we've experienced, we have little parks usership. I have provided key performance stats in a few categories. The one you might notice is criminal damage to property. While we're privileged to have few incidents, again, that's more about the weather. The ones we have had are particularly troubling in that we had a series of breaking and entries, and they were more than breaking and entries. They were really breaking and entry burglaries, because they were breaking with the intent to steal plumbing supplies, both valves that have a value and also piping, and particularly copper piping. And we had incidents at Wilson and Jacobus Park in January and February. We've had no further incidents. I wish I could give you a nice update on an arrest. I can't. We have assigned it to our detective bureau. We're working with both parks, but more importantly with the Milwaukee Police Department, that has a very good robbery unit, and trying to develop leads on that. I also provided a few case updates on matters that we had briefed last year, particularly one regarding an employee crime that I draw the committee's attention to. I provide the key transit data, and I always like to mention that that data is given to us cooperatively directly with MCTS Transit Center. We have a pipeline into their calls and their transit system, and our law enforcement analytics division can then crunch their numbers in a real-time basis. And that is a tremendous cooperative improvement that we've enjoyed over 2-3 years, and it wasn't always that way. The primary issue we want to see, of course, and I know that the committee wants to see, is a decrease in assaults, and primarily assaults on passengers, also assaults on drivers, but that's the key stat we look at, is assaulted behavior on the buses, and we currently do enjoy that reduction year to date, although it's early. I suppose that's the end of my prepared comments, and of course I'd be happy to take any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Inspector Bailey, let me make the suggestion, and I think I personally will be proactive, and eventually this weather is going to change, and this has been an unusual winter, one that we haven't had of this magnitude in a while. As such, I'm anticipating, I got some hot spots at parks near schools, be it high schools or whatever, that we start getting some nice days, April, May. Obviously, these students are not in class I would love to tell you that they're sitting at picnic tables very nicely exchanging biblical verses. However, that's not the case. And so I would like to suggest that proactively the end of this month or early April, sit down with each supervisor, figure out what our hot spots in particular parks, and anticipate that maybe truancy or people skipping school are going to be more at a max this year just because of the weather. I would also ask, and I know this sounds basic, but I would ask that your people come in undercover simply because by wearing the uniform, that means that there's not going to be any business or toleration of business or whatever. And the other thing is that in some of our parks where we're able to drive vehicles through, they should be undercover vehicles. Again, I know it sounds weird with, 10 inches of snow on the ground, but eventually things are going to green up and things are going to get pretty foliated, and the last thing I want is to have somebody come in. We already know we have some issues. You've gotten a call, and the people are able to hide in the woods simply because, it's so dense. So I know that I'll be sitting down with your people, and my suggestion is to maybe proactively meet with my colleagues as we inch ever so closely to summer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor, the sergeant in charge of that unit is a guy named Chuck Stowers. More importantly, the captain there is Danny Hughes, and Danny's run that patrol division now for us for 2 years. So he's not only pretty good, but he's pretty experienced. What I will do is I will have those two gentlemen reach out to you together, to all the supervisors, starting in May, to set up the opportunity to join you in your offices to talk about the parks in your district and whether or not the individual supervisor wants to avail themselves of that. But I'll have them reach out to you.
Inspector, if you could do it in April. I'll just speak for my district. I see, especially if the weather starts turning nice, an influx of issues mid-May. Okay. And I'd hate to, lose that time that, to be, be there proactively.
In terms, Mr. Chairman, of tactics, and I know Supervisor Broderick is familiar, it's a balance. High visibility uniform patrols are to deter crime, and you're right, undercover operations are to catch and arrest crime primarily. And we have enjoyed that tactic. We've made some very sort of high profile and really good arrests in transit using undercover operations, I think a little less in the parks. But I'll encourage the captain to fully avail himself of that tactic. And what's interesting when you talk about working cooperatively with county supervisors, Supervisor Taylor reached out to us regarding a sizable investment in his area over at the Rock on Highway, I guess that's 76th Street, where Greendale and Franklin meet, and asked that we work not only with his office but also with Franklin PD to try to tamp down poor behavior at that location in respect of the huge investment that the investors made, and also the fact that we have residents living there. So we're happy to provide that.
And Inspector, what is our status of bicycle patrols? Do we still have that? How many? And is this something that we can revisit? I guess I haven't thought much or seen much in the last couple of years. That's why I asked the question.
Sure, we do. At the height of bicycle patrol, we had 12 officers trained. I'm not sure what our current component is. I know we still have that tactic. I don't think it's at that level. I think it's more in the 6 to 8 range, but I will find out. But we do have, obviously, what you're going to see in the parks, and including the inland parks, as I always like to say, you're going to see that multiplicity of approaches. You're going to see bikes, ATVs in the right application. Of course, the mounted unit, we put the mounted unit out full-time in the parks over the summer. And if you have the right park, you might even see a jet ski or two.
I have small neighborhood parks with small waiting pools, so I'll just take...
there you go.
I'll just take bikes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to receive and place on file this item so that the supervisors can make a note of what's there.
The motion by Supervisor Johnson is to receive and place on file. On the motion.
Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 nos. The motion to receive and place on file prevails.
Thank you, Inspector.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members.
Item 5.